Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to YouTube, so if you are watching live, comment and let me know where you're listening from. If this is your first time, my name is Cade Moyer, and I will be your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me tonight, I have open lines, and the number is 073096. You can call in and share your strange and unexplainable stories, or you could share some of your thoughts on the comments that we'll be kind of talking about tonight, because tonight I got a couple of things that I do want to talk about. And I don't know if you guys are sick of this or not, but I know I talk a lot about the ongoings over in the US, like especially within the political system regarding UFOs, only because this is a huge thing. This is the biggest thing to happen to UFOs ever. So I feel like it's kind of important to stay as up to date on it as I can. But I don't know if you guys are totally into that, but tonight, something I do want to talk about that is rather telling when it comes to the whole world of the UFOs and things like that is that the AARO main guy, Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick, he is stepping down. And for those who don't know, he's kind of been in this position for, I think, maybe a year. And essentially, he's stepping down next month, claiming that he's ready to move on and he has accomplished everything he said he was going to do. Now, I really feel like he was such a stranglehold for transparency, such a stranglehold for disclosure, that moving him on is the best thing. Moving him on is the best thing. So I would love to hear what your thoughts are on this. So I'm going to read out an article from Politico here. The head of the Pentagon office responsible for investigating UFOs is stepping down from his post in December, he said in an exclusive interview on Tuesday. Sean Kirkpatrick, the head of the AARO, I'm not even going to attempt to say it again, is retiring from the federal government after nearly 18 months on the job, so a little bit longer than a year. He deferred his planned retirement last year to take on the top job at AARO and now feels he's achieved his goals. I would have loved to see what that was. It was probably do sweet F-A. Tick. I'm ready to move on. I have accomplished everything I said I was going to do, Kirkpatrick said, adding that he still wants to finish a few tasks, including wrapping up the first volume of historical review of UAP. Kirkpatrick's deputy, Tim Phillips, will lead the office in an acting role until the Pentagon hires a permanent replacement. A physicist, Kirkpatrick, took on the role at AARO after spending decades in a variety of scientific jobs for the military. Now, it's rather interesting because Ross Coulter actually kind of leaked this. Well, I wouldn't say leaked, but he kind of did a bit of digging around this situation and kind of alluded to the fact that this was happening weeks ago. So if you are in the Twitter hive, the X hive of UAP UFO, that's where you need to be. Like, you'll get heaps and heaps and heaps of information that's really up to date. And where was I going? That news kind of broke ages ago from Ross Coulthart, and he did a lot of investigation work around that, kind of piecing bits and pieces together, and kind of revealed that he's going to work for essentially a contractor that's working within potentially UAP field. So I wonder if there's going to be a bit of a blow-up about conflicts of interest there. Who knows? But for me, I find that kind of interesting. So let's go on here. Kirkpatrick's tenor has been marked by a high level of public and congressional interest in the UFOs, in the issue of UFOs, and the possibility of extraterrestrial life. The Biden administration established the office in July 2022 under Kirkpatrick's leadership to look into the unidentified craft military pilots have increasingly reported seen in the skies and whether they pose a threat to national security. Since then, Kirkpatrick has investigated more than 800 cases with not too much to really come out of it. Let's be honest. Arrow has been in the news in the last few months, including its role for helping US detect a fleet of Chinese surveillance balloons, and Kirkpatrick himself made headlines this summer when he fired back at a whistleblower's explosive claim that the government is covering up a decades-long program to reverse engineer alien craft. Yeah, that was my highlight of his time in being the boss at AARO, because he kind of got leapfrogged there, and I think that's one of the reasons that he's kind of leaving this role, because he's kind of either he's genuinely he can't do anything more than what he can do. He's kind of tied by, who knows, maybe security clearances or things like that. But I do think the whole David Grush thing of him going above him and basically testifying directly to Congress after essentially being ignored by AARO has kind of left a little bit of egg on his face. So I don't know what to say to that. I think it kind of shows a little bit of his character, and obviously there's a bit of ego that kind of potentially goes into that as well. So here we go. The whistleblower, retired Air Force officer David Grush, has refused multiple requests to interview with AARO, Grush said. Our lawmakers, witnesses, and UFO enthusiasts, however, have continued to criticize what they call a lack of transparency from the government regarding the phenomenon. But Kirkpatrick said AARO has made strides where transparency is concerned, including launching a long-anticipated online tool for former and current service members and government employees to report UFOs. I'm pretty sure that was just a Google form. From everything I heard, that was a Google form on a website, which honestly takes 5 minutes, 5 minutes of time. It is ridiculous. And just remember, this program had $22 million pumped into it for a year, which, you know, if we're being realistic, in government money, that's not much. But in manpower, you know, that would genuinely get you a couple of hundred guys for that time on, you know, some very well-paid wages within the government. Dr. Kirkpatrick has served the American people with honesty and integrity, tackling an incredibly difficult mission to explain the unknown, Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks said in a statement. His commitment to transparency with the United States Congress and the American public on the UAP issue leaves a legacy the department will carry forward as AARO continues its mission. Yeah. I don't know about that. I have missed a paragraph. Another memorable moment came when he co-authored a draft academic paper positioning that the UAP objects AARO could be alien probes from a mothership sent to study Earth. Kirkpatrick said the document that he posted online was in draft form and did not have permission to be published. However, he does not regret his involvement. In fact, he believes the best thing that could have came out of this job is to prove there are aliens, because an alternative is a much bigger problem. If we don't prove it's aliens, then what we're finding is evidence of other people doing stuff in our backyard, he said, and that's not good. I will give him that. I will give him that. You know, I think the worst thing that this could be is our adversaries. Honestly, having this type of technology, having these types of craft, that would just not. You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.